friends, we are continuing our previous shiur with the inyan of Rotzeach and Gol Hadam. We already saw, Baruch Hashem, it flows from Torah Hashem. And now we will continue, again based on the Torah, more of Rabbi Agona Gadol, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. So we saw in the previous shiur that it's muchach from the Sifri that there's no din of ma'amidim lo Gol Hadam. When he doesn't have a Goel Hadam, that's the Gemara. Gemara says in Sanhedrin 45 that if he doesn't have a Goel Hadam, so ma'amidim lo Goel Hadam. So then Beis Din makes for him a Goel Hadam. But according to the Sifri, Sifri has no such limud. Sifri just says that if he has no Goel, then he's killed anyway. The Gemara, in contrast, says that if he has no Gol Hadam, then Ma'amidim lo Gol Hadam. So that's the difference between the Sifri and the Gemara. Do you make for this person a Gol Hadam or not? Because what the Sifri did was the Sifri learned from the Yitur. In the Pasuk, that it says Gol Adam Yamis, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, after it already says Gol Adam Hu Yamis, in Pasuk Yates, so from the Yitur in Pasuk Yit Chaf Aleph, we learn that if there's no Goel, then he's killed anyway, from that extra Pasuk. Benachem Amidim Lo Gol Hadam. Because if the Sifri held that Ma'amidim Lo Gol Hadam, that we appoint a Gol Hadam, there is none, then Pasuk Chaf Aleph isn't miutar to tell us that he's killed even if there's no Gol Hadam. Pasuk Chaf Aleph is telling us Ma'amidim lo Gol Hadam. There's never a matzav where there's no Gol Hadam. You always appoint another one. But again, in the Braisa, we've seen not like that. It says Sanhedrin 45b, Gol Adam Yomis is HaRotzeach Mitzvah B'Gol Adam Minayin Shem Ein Lo Gol Adam Shebezin Ma'amidim Lo Goel. So if there is no Gol Hadam, it's a mitzvah with the Gol Hadam. And how do we know that if there is no Gol Hadam, then Beis Din appoints a Gol Hadam? Shenamer B'Fago Bo Mikol Makom. It says B'Fago Bo, that to harm him in any case, meaning even if he doesn't have a Goel Adam, or Mamir a Goel Adam. So how does this stem with the Sifri? And not only that, but the Sifri learn from the Yitur of Goel Adam, that it already said it in Pasuk Yotes, Goel Adam Hu Yamis. So why does it say in Pasuk Hafal, if Goel Adam Yamis Saratzech? So from that the Sifri learns that Misha Ein Lo Goel Adam, we kill him anyway. Beis Din kills him anyway. And the Gemara learns it from Pasuk Yates. This is all in Perek Lamed Hei of Parshas Maaseh. Gol Hadam Hu Yamis Es HaRotzeach B'Fago Bo Hu Yimisenu. So this, the Gemara learns that Ma'amidim Lo Gol Hadam from Pasuk Yates. So that's question number one, to somehow harmonize the Gemara and the Sifri. Question number two is, the Braisa learns that it's a mitzvah of Gol Hadam from the Pasuk Gol Hadam Yamis Es HaRotzeach. It says in the Braisa, Gol Hadam Yamis Es HaRotzeach, mitzvah of Gol Hadam. And where is that? Which pasuk is that? That's pasuk Chaf Aleph. So why does the Braisa not learn from pasuk Yates? Gol Adam Hu Yamis Es HaRotzeach. What's What's wrong with Pasuk Yates? Pasuk Yates is the first time it says it. So why does the Braisa learn from the second time it says it? And in fact, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Ratzeach Halacha Beis brings the makor that it's a mitzvah b'yad Goel Hadam from Vushtait and Puzin Pasuk Yates Goel Hadam Hu Yamiz Yisar Ratzeach. So the Rambam seems to make more sense than the Braisa. So why doesn't the Braisa learn like the Rambam? We get it from the first pasuk, not from the second. Mitzat Sheni, the Rambam omitted the din of Beis and Ma'amidim Lo Goel Hadam that the Gemara learns from Befago Bo. It's also a wonder. Bekfar Amar Al Zeh Bedina Dechaye Asin Ayin Hey Uvetshuvas Chavis Yar Simen Kuf Mem Vav Uvedivrei Reb Agoyim Reb Yerucham Fishel Perlad Parshi Yud Zayin Uvesefer Eben HaEzel Veod. So this really requires a lot of understanding. So what we're going to try to do now is provide some. So like this. Even the Braisa that said mitzvah biyad goel hadam, it's not talking about a chiyuv misas nekama, as we spoke about in the previous year. It is not a chiyuv misas nekama al yedei goel hadam. Because where do you get the misas nekama al yedei goel hadam? That the goel hadam has to take vengeance. That we get from pasuk yates. And that's why the Rambam says this is the makor for the mitzvah, pasuk yates. That's the nekama. The nekama is pasuk yates. But rather, the braisa really means what the sifri said. We don't have to make a machlokes. Ose shalom bimram of huyase shalom alein. We'll make peace. And the Braisa is really referring to what the Sifri says. The Braisa brings Pasuk Chaf Aleph that the Sifri also brings. And in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, we said that even the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din, the mitzvah is Shi'ai De Gol Adam. There are two mitzvahs that we spoke about in the previous year. There's the Chiyuv Nakam and the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. The Braisa is saying that the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din should be Al Yidei Gol Adam. And the chiddush of Pasuk Chaf Aleph is that the Rotzeach has a chiyuv misas based in besides the misas nekama that he has al yedei goel hadam. Just in the Sifri, we see that the makor is from the doubling up of the Pasuk. The Sifri says, why does it say that the goel hadam should kill him twice? Because Akhti Sifri, one time to tell us that there is a chiyuv on the Goel Adam, take Nekama, and the second time to tell you that there's a chiyuv Mises Beis Din, even if there is no Goel Adam. But there's a chiyuv Mises Beis Din. So it's not just enough to tell us in Pasuk Chaf Aleph that there is a difference in the mahus. That in Pasuk Yutes, he's a Goel Adam. And in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, this Goel Adam is a shliach for Beis Din, to do Mises Beis Din. No. It's difference lemaisa. Pasuk Yutes is telling us that there's a Goel Adam, take Nekama. And Pasuk Chaf Aleph is saying there's no Goel Adam, then we do Mises Beis Din, we kill him any way we can. He's executed even without a Goel Adam. That's the Sifri. So that's the difference lemaisa when there's no Goel Adam. The Braisa holds that the chiddush is legabe mahusa inyan even without an afkamina lemaisa. And it was said, Jerush v'kabel schar yagdil tarah v'yadir. They were not saying that there's a practical difference. Practically speaking, there's no difference between Yutes and Chaf Aleph. So in that way, the Sifri is different than the Braisa. Because the Sifri says that practically speaking, there is a difference. And the Braisa holds that practically speaking, there's no difference. But the way in which the Braisa and the Sifri are harmonized is in the sense that both of them are saying there's a difference between Yutes and Chaf Aleph. According to the Sifri, And the Braisa, they're both telling you that the we kill him even if there's no Goel Hadam. Anyway, according to the Braisa, the Goel Hadam is acting as Shliach Beisim, but he's not really a Goel Hadam. He's not really taking a kama. He's acting as Shliach Beis Din. So the Maisa, there's no difference. At the end of the day, some Goel Adam is going to do it according to the Braisa, whether the real Goel Adam or one we appoint. But he has a different title. In Yotes, it's Alts Nikmas Goel Adam. In Pasuk Chof Aleph, it's Alts Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. So there's no nafkamina lemaisa, but conceptually it's a different type of goal hadam. So it's lahagdil Torah lahadir. That's why we have the extra pasuk drosh to darshan it and understand that what the pasuk is telling us. In essence, we have this by Ben Sora Omore, Reb Shimon, Sanhedrin 9 Aleph, drosh for Kabul Schar, Chulin 66b, Nida 51b. If he has a the fish has a kaskesis, the fish also has a snapir. And it says snapir, even though we know it has a snapir, for it says kaskesis because of yagdil Torah v'yadir. So here also it's yagdil Torah v'yadir. And what's the yagdil Torah v'yadir? To tell us this chiddush, the brisa of b'pago bo, that mikoach this kamash malan, it's telling us that even if he doesn't have a goel adam, and therefore there is no misis nekama is only by a bona fide goel adam, he still killed mitzad the chiyuv mises Beis Din that he has. And this stems nicely with the Targum Onkelos. B'fagobo yiktol yos katola kad ischayev le min dina. Ooh, so he's killed as he's obligated min hadin. Mashmat chiyuv mises Beis Din. And that the Braisa says, ma'amidim lo goel hadam, means that this Goel Hadam is a Shliach Beis Din. He's mean, but the Goel Hadam is activating the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din, as the Tashbit says, we mentioned in the previous year. So when he has no Goel Hadam, we're on another Shliach. But the Maisa is that he's killed even Shaloi De Goel Hadam, because Belavachi Kol Arigas Beis Din is Alide Shliach. Like we see in the Rambam in the 13th parak of Sanhedrin Alocha Dalet, that Beis Din isn't even at the Makom Hariga. So anyway, it's done by a Shliach. So who's going to be the shliach? This guy they call the Goel Adam, but he's really acting as shliach Mises Beis Din, and not as a nokem. So therefore, it really stems with the Sifri. At the end of the day, according to both the Sifri and the Braisa, if there's no Goel Adam, so then you do it with the Beis Din does it. Just the Braisa calls the shliach Beis Din a Goel Adam, and the Sifri doesn't. But at the end of the day, he's acting not as a nokem, but as a shliach Beis Din. Rabbi Yochanan Fisher Perlin, Parsha Yitzayin, brings from the Psik the Zutrasa, Parshas Maseh, Kedrashas HaBraisa B'Fago Bo. So it brings the B'Fago Bo, but it doesn't say Ma'amidim Lo Goel Hadam. It says Nerag Alidei Kol Adam. Why? Because the Psik is understanding, like we're saying, that it's not B'Torah's Goel Hadam, B'Torah's Nokem. It's B'Torah Shliach Beis Din. So we have a second proof that that's after the Targum Onkelos. We have the Psik the Zutrasa. And we also have Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel b'Sanhedrin. B'fago bo mikom makom kol marpogo horgo afo pishe'eno goel adam ela bimkom goel adam. Ooh, gevaldik. He says he's not the goel adam, he's bimkom goel adam. That's what it means, ma'amidim lo goel adam. But he's acting a shliach Beis Din. And the truth is that this is mukhach from the sugya, which we could prove, but we will not, because it's would require us to go into the sugya, and we're trying to keep it a little bit lighter, as heavy as it is. So now we can understand the Rambam in the first perek of Hilchos Rotzeach, Halacha Beis. Rambam writes, Mitzvah biyad goel hadam, Shenamar Goel Hadam Hu Yamisis HaRotzeach. It's a mitzvah for the Goel Hadam to kill the Rotzeach, As it says, Gol Adam Huya Masaratzech, he should kill a Ratzech. Lo Ratza Gol Adam, skipping on the Rambam. Oh, Shleichol Amiso, Bezin Me Misa Masaratzech Besayiv. If the Gol Adam doesn't want to, or he can't, Bezin does it with a scythe, with a sword. As the Rambam only writes the mitzvah from Pasuk Yates, not like the Braisa that brings from Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Because based on what we said, if there's a Goel Hadam, there's a mitzvah essay mamish from what it says in Pasuk Yates. And therefore, Legabe Lemaisa, which is what the Rambam is telling us in the Sefer Hayyad, you don't have to tell us the Prat that there's also a mitzvah mikoach d'chi of mises based in sha'alav. Because what the Braisa was bringing was that from Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that the job of this pseudo Goel Hadam, we'll call him, is to carry out what the Beis Din was supposed to do. That's what they learned from Fagobo. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So the Braisa says, Gol Adam Yamis is Harotzeach, Mitzvah B'Gol Adam, which is Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And this is telling us the Prat, that this Goel Hadam is carrying out Misas Beis Din. The Rambam doesn't have to tell us that. The Rambam is just telling us Lamaisa. And Lamaisa, there's a mitzvah b'yad Goel Hadam. So therefore the Rambam quotes Pasuk Yates. And the whole vort of it being the person appointed carrying out the chi of Mises based in Sha'alav is an inyan iyuni to tell us that he's killed even without a Goel Adam. So that's what the Brice is saying. First the Brice quotes the Pasuk of Goel Hadam Yamisis HaRotzeach, which is Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that it's a mitzvah of Goel Hadam. And why is the Goel Hadam doing this mitzvah? Because he's a Shliach Beis Din. Uminayin She'im Ein Goel Hadam She'Beis Din Ma'amidim Lo Goel She'ne'amar B'Fago Bo. And that's in Pasuk Yotes. That tells us they're Mamid the Goel. But what's the pshat in this Goel? This Goel is acting as a Shliach Beis Din. But either way, the Brice is telling us that there's a Shliach Beis Din here involved. And he's carrying out Mikoach Mises Beis Din. Even the Goel Hadam. It's a mitzvah be Goel Hadam to carry out Mises Beis Din. And if not, then anybody can carry out the Mises Beis Din. Beis Din's Mamid Goel Hadam in place of the Goel Hadam. But that's all B'Torah's Mises Beis Din. And the Braisa gets from Pasuk Chaf Aleph that it's a mitzvah B'Goel Hadam. So the Sifri again learns that we have a kefil. We have twice telling us the Goel Hadam. So once it's going to be mitzad the etzem mitzvah of Goel Hadam mitzad nekama, and the second time mitzad mises Beis Din. And the Gemara only brings the pasuk in Chaf Aleph to tell us that when the Goel Hadam does what he does, then it's B'Torah's Mises Beis Din, just like the Sifri. And the Rambam agrees. And therefore the Rambam quotes Pasuk Yotes, Because the Rambam isn't telling us that prat, that it's b'tayres mises based in. The Rambam isn't getting into the lumdus. The Rambam is telling us the lemaisa. And lemaisa is a mitzvah b'yad goel adam from pasuk yotas that everybody agrees to. And therefore it makes more sense for the Rambam to bring it the first time it says it. And the Bryce is only telling us a drasha iunit. The Bryce is telling us you should know the lumdus in pasuk chaf aleph. Mitzvah biyad goel hadam, b'toras mises beisdin. And then if there's no goel hadam, amidim lo goel hadam, in order to carry out mises beisdin. A pseudo goel hadam. But the yisoda mitzvah of goel hadam, which is really al tznekama, besides the, he's also shliach beisdin, but it's also nekama, that's pasuk yates. Like the Sifri says, and then there's no reason the Gemara would argue. And the Rambam also omits this inyan of Bezin Ma'amidim Lo Goel Hadam, because that's just conceptual. Lamaisa, he's killed Kechol Haruge Bezin Alidei Shliach. The question is, what are you going to call this Shliach? So the Gemara calls him a Goel Hadam, because he's avenging the blood, but he's doing it out Shliach Bezin. Or as the Rabbeinu Chananel said, he's bimkom goel adam. So the Rambam doesn't have to tell us the hagderah yunit. The Rambam is telling us the lamaisa. And lamaisa, the shliach basin who kills him. And the Rambam emphasizes, Lo ratza gol adam shlo yechol amiso based in memisen asar tzeach b'sayif, to show you that it's b'toras misis based in. So the Rambam in this halacha is telling us that this is regular misis based in. So with this we can also understand the Rambam even deeper. Because the Rambam says that Bezdin Memisim also Besayif, that if the Gol Adam doesn't want to do it, the Bezdin's Memis Besayif. So it's Kasha Lechora. Why the Rambam says again Sayif, he already said in Halach, the Rotzef gets Sayif. So, Amir Tashem, in the next year we're going to understand that. And there's a lot more to say, so please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give us the koach and the moach to be able to continue and to understand the Torah HaKadosha. B'simcha u'b'tuv levav me'rov kol. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends. If anybody wants more, you can go to zoomchavrusa.com, mabakishleiv.blogspot.com, and you can find more there. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.